Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're at the fabulous Formica booth at the International Builders Show, where you can count us in. The FX here is awesome.
But it's no sleight of hand when Extreme Makeover Home Edition's magical Tracy Hudson joins the party.
Then we get to work with Home Improvement Polymath and Extreme Makeover Design Team Dynamo Paul DeMeo.
And while counters are the cover that deliver the passion of kitchen, bath, and home, the essence of civilization lies deep in the plumbing that provides us water and heat. So who better to talk copper, cast iron, and old house can-do than ask this old house's master plumber, Rich Trethewey.
Then it's back to finishes, the things we touch and see, and the carpenter whose sharp blades and beautiful boards bring more life to this old house and all our homes, the inimitable Norm Abrams.
Inimitable.
I know.
Norm Abrams. So grab your sketch pad, hook on your tool pouch. Home improvement from the bottom up and the top down is in full effect right now.
On My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
There's a place called Cunningham Park. It's where I hope can. If you've got an open heart, and I've got a car, back and back, just not that far. We're 1,200 miles to Joplin.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life here in the fabulous, award-winning, no less.
It is an award-winning Formica booth.
Formica booth.
Yes. And it's gorgeous in here.
This place is a knockout,
yes.
And I think we can share that opinion with two veteran designers,
yes,
from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, who join us right now. Tracy Hudson.
Thank you.
Say
it
hello.
It is beautiful. Hello.
Morning,
nice
Mark.
To be here.
Morning, Teresa. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we love having you guys.
And
it's just like a big old cup of coffee, a pot of coffee to brighten our days.
Aw, yeah. That's sweet. Yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun. I was trying to think about the first time I first met you guys. I think it was 2 years ago at one of these builders shows. I believe it was in Las Vegas.
Pennsylvania, I think. Right?
And then, well, you came to Pennsylvania
after.
Oh, yeah,
after. We met you in Pennsylvania at a project.
Uh-huh. Right.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah.
We started our friendship earlier.
Yeah, and that's Tracy speaking. That's Paul DeMeo, who we haven't introduced. Paul, we'll introduce you in about an hour.
No problem.
After the show's over.
Don't worry about it.
Talk to you. You know that guy? Yeah, that was Paul. Yeah. You can follow him on Twitter, @ Paul DeMeo, too. And Tracy Hudson, @ Tracy Hudson.
Sweet.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Totally.
We totally do. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
So we want to follow you into whatever's next for you guys. Have you guys, like, taken a nap yet or, like, been able to relax? Because, I mean, oh, my goodness, what a long, you know, yeah. I mean, what a long success that you guys have had with Extreme Makeover. I mean, have you even, like, rested up yet?
Really making me feel bad.
Like, seriously.
We were supposed to ask that question at the end of the interview.
No, but like,
what are we going to do? What are you going to do with your life? You sound like my parents.
It's just like,
you know, Paul.
we've been to like 4 or 5 of the builds.
Right.
And seeing you guys work and seeing the schedules and seeing that it's just like insane. And
it's
the coordination
intense.
And the amount of dedication that you have and putting it all out there, like, it's like, it's like medical school or something like that, you know?
We have a PhD in reality TV.
Oh,
me too.
For serious.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that our show, you know, shooting the pilot more than 9 years ago, I mean, it was longer than 9 years ago when we finally, you know, here we are, you know, almost a decade later, and it is. I think that I haven't truthfully processed it quite yet. I went home, I snuggled with my boys, and then, you know, we've had a couple other things such as this Builders show, so, you know, we kept in the loop with all of our friends. I mean, because it really is our family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, we do keep in touch. We do hang out with one another. So it'll be interesting. And a month from now, I'll get really antsy. And I'm excited to see what the next chapter is. You know, I mean, I can't help but not be optimistic because I was so blessed to be on a show for this long. And it was such a wonderful show at that. So I'm just hoping and praying that something wonderful happens.
Well, I'm sure it will. I mean, you guys are just, like, so beloved. I mean, seriously. And, you know, all the fans and everybody, all of the like, you know, like, fans are just coming out and trying to petition ABC and just trying to get them to just change their minds. So, you know...
If you could only read my lips right now.
Like a high five to you guys. I mean, that's just such a huge compliment.
It is. It is. I mean, we went 167 countries. We are all over the world. We had people stopping by the booth yesterday talking, you know, that are from Africa that watch our show, people from Israel, people from Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean, we are in 167 countries. So it is. I mean, I hope the future holds a continual, where I'm able to continue to be able to continue working with Tracy. Of all the people that Aww. I've had the opportunity to work with over the 9 years, I mean,
I would pick her too.
Yeah, it's just that it just makes, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
And then I'd want to borrow her clothes too, but you probably don't. Yeah.
Don't need to do that so much. Going to miss the swag.
Yeah.
Going to miss, speaking of clothing, you know.
What, all your
that.
Fireman t-shirts?
Paul? Yeah.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of your fireman's t-shirts, I'm sure.
Oh, all of the gear, too. Like,
you guys,
the beautiful, like, Carhartt jackets and stuff.
Yeah,
you guys,
I mean, they were just
mementos.
In Knoxville.
Yeah.
You guys were in Knoxville with us.
Yeah.
You know, Mark was out there working, and
which is going to be the Thanksgiving, probably, special-ish this
yes,
year.
Yes, it's the Thanksgiving special that'll air, 8 months from now?
Thanksgiving-ish.
Thanksgiving-ish, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have to go and check it out and follow, you know, Extreme Makeover still on Facebook and on Twitter at Extreme Home to find out when that special and the other 3 specials are going to air in December-ish.
Yes,
or
exactly,
do the complete opposite. Don't watch them at all and let them know how bummed everyone is because they took them off the air. So there are 2 ways. No?
No, that's opposite. And
that's a no sign.
Paul actually has a shepherd's hook right now, pulling him off stage like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Wasn't sure which way to go with that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You're too much. Jeez.
But, you know, one of the things that fascinates me about watching you guys on TV and seeing you work on set is all, and I don't want to make this a talent show, but it's all the other talents that you have that you bring as a composite to your humanity on that show. You with perhaps missed opportunity, Tracy, as a country music star. Not missed opportunity, but...
Well, thank you. I do. Paul and I are in a band together, and we practice a lot because we're on the road a lot.
All the time.
We've
moved. We've gone and
all right, so where can we hear the music?
Our new song, we
From
Powerball, you know, the 11-year-old who sings the show. It's very cute. It's just guitar. And so we're very Zoe Deschanel and
I kind of love her.
Yeah.
What's
God. Did
Joseph
you see her
Gordon
nails
Levitt?
For the,
no, but Zoe,
the,
and she
oh
and
my
him
God, yeah, the little tuxedo.
Is.
M. Ward.
I should know the M. Ward. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I see.
So we try to embrace. We try to copy everything they do.
Well, that's really a good thing.
So you're a cover band.
Totally a cover band.
Yeah, we are a cover band.
Totally a cover band.
So you're going to burn out some Zeppelin right now. And
we have the Eagles, Desperados.
The Eagles, we're going to learn Friend of the Devil. Now with the show over, you know, we're going to really we're gonna
first
move
song
to the darker side.
So for your new show that you guys are going to do together, you guys can write the music and sing and all the whole thing for the whole thing.
The writing of the music is where we stop.
You can perform the music for...
We can perform the music.
Yes, yeah.
TimWilliams.com.
It could be a singing makeover show. Yeah, you could like do a musical makeover.
Totally.
There you go. Booked. Done.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling it
there
now.
There isn't one out
there. It's going to be a huge hit.
No,
there really
we,
isn't like a strolling guitarist going through and designing at the same time.
Right. That's how we could surprise them.
And you know what? That
would
exactly,
be surprising.
That is what we're looking for. We are looking for something like that. Kind of, you know, Extreme was huge. It was huge. You guys have seen it. You've been there.
It's like a movie set. Incredible.
Of people. We take over blocks. You know, we would really like to kind of pull it back a little bit. We certainly know, as you guys do, we know that this world is going to smaller square footage. We're bringing things in a lot. You know, we're not spreading out the way we were. The economy just doesn't allow us to do that. So we're trying to do something that does kind of bring it a little simpler, you know.
Yeah, pitching design shows, if you will, with that concept in mind. And keep it light and fun. I mean, you guys were in Joplin. And, you know, the fact that that was our series finale, not knowing it at the time, we all said, how are we going to continue on as a show after something this big? You know, it was really, I thought that it was fitting that, you know, that was our series finale and really just, you know, I mean, it was such an incredible experience. So
Joplin had, now that we've been on four or five of these, Joplin had an effect on us that I couldn't see, even though we went back and we were like, wow, that was incredible, and it was magic in a bottle. And while we were there, the guys working on our team were like, when's the next one?
I know.
When can we do this again? And they hadn't slept in 20 hours.
I know. It's contagious.
And we got back, and then I helped out on the Knoxville build, and the feeling there was different. And it sort of occurred to me that in Joplin, the thing that happened to everyone. And everyone was there is game on in a way that I don't think anyone's going to see again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what a fitting end to a show that's left a place in the world better than it found it.
Yeah.
Right. And for us, it was. It was a great way to put it, Mark. I mean, you were there at Cunningham Park. Kids are playing in that park.
Oh, my God.
People are taking walks. They're strolling at sunset in that park. I mean, folks just stopped by again from Joplin that talked about Cunningham Park specifically and how people are really starting to gather there and come in. So it's for us, you know, we for two people who really do not watch what airs on Sunday night, we never did, because it is just a very small part of the week. You guys are there, so you understand that, you know, you're taking all these hours of a week and trying to put it into 43 minutes.
Right.
Yeah,
there's so many stories that go untold, but are still part of our hearts, part of our souls.
What is there one, and I don't mean this in a good, better, best context. I mean, is there just one or two that have stayed with you, one or two families, one or two kids that have just, they occur to you and they're in your daily life that you think about more than others?
I definitely have one, and unfortunately, Paul wasn't on that show with me. He was shooting another show, but there was a little girl who passed away, Bowie, and she was fighting cancer at the time, and her family really needed a new house, and this 8-year-old little girl was fundraising for the other kids in the cancer ward at the hospital, and in Corvallis, Oregon, and I still stay in touch with her parents. She passed away a couple months after we left, but she was just so brave and so wonderful, and so I think about her a lot. She's a cutie. But that's, I mean, they're all, it's as if you have this very large photo album and you guys are a part of it. It's like the families that we surprise and get to build these homes for, they're a part of it, but it's every volunteer who helps, the design team, you know, our crew, our camera crew. It's every single person that lends a hand to making these shows happen. They're all a part of it. So it's good stuff.
Paul's changing the subject by hand signaling to our producer, George.
Yeah. George is saying we have 3 minutes. Get 3 minutes left.
Yeah. So Paul, do 3 minutes of something awesome.
3 minutes of like the most amazing 3 minutes in your whole life.
It's funny. So. You know what? No, I got to meet the family. I got to meet when we did the build. Tracy was not on that build. She was in Connecticut while we were building back in Oregon, and the family came and visited. So I got to meet them. You got to hear their story, and it is. Those are those are the stories that stay with you. There's a place in Purdy, Missouri called Camp Barnabas, which is a camp for disabled children. And when you do those kind of builds, as in Joplin, you're not just affecting the lives of one family, but so many families. Because, you know, long after I'm gone, kids are going to be going to Purdy, Missouri. So, you know, the work you do there is kind of...
It touches generations.
It goes,
generations,
yeah, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
Wow. Before we ever stepped foot on an Extreme Makeover job site, I thought you guys had, like, one of the most amazing jobs ever in this kind of industry. And then going there, I got so jealous of what you guys were able to do and all the, you know, be able to dream big and make dreams come true for people that really need it. And then, like, everyone behind the scenes and everyone who works on the show that you don't see on camera and how well you guys all work together and as a family and... Hugely jealous, like way more jealous than you can ever imagine. Like,
well, think of 9 years, what 9 years is. I mean, that's two college degrees. That is,
yeah,
that is being together. You know, some families aren't, marriages don't last that
no.
long. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it is. It's a long time, and we have to be careful because we can. We can, you know, you find humor in everything, you know, in everything we see, whether it's a little girl, whether whatever it is, we are always, you know, because we are around it all the time, you almost become shell-shocked to it, you know? You're just, here we go again.
We
Joplin.
We
didn't stop crying. We got there, I don't remember not crying in that entire week.
Yeah. Well, and we remember being moved and the emotions being powerful, but what we want to take into our break is a smile. Paul DeMeo, Tracy Hudson from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Smiles, that's
and
right.
And whatever's next, we'll be back in just a minute from the Formica booth at the International Builder Show with more My Fix It Up Life.
Solid out in Reno, trail by 20 pounds. Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning came around. Sit out and run a little, take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simonton vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are literally surrounded by the Formica booth here at the International Builder Show.
We are surrounded, but in a good way.
On a totally good way.
Yes.
Up, down, sideways. It's fantastic in here. Steve,
up, down, sideways.
Steve Flynn from Formica, who joins us, who we say thank you for the invitation for hosting us.
You are welcome. We've got a pretty active booth here. It's got a lot of people going on, a lot of different things we're showing today, and we're excited about it.
And don't worry, no one's distracted by that reciprocating saw.
No, not at all.
Across the hall.
There is some challenges around with the power tools. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And I was actually listening to what you were saying.
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about is what's right here, is this edge of the countertop. Right. Like, I'm out of my mind because I didn't see any seams at all there. Like, if you think about a laminate countertop,
yep,
it's not what you think. Like, they've totally changed the entire thing so that it doesn't look like it's a laminate countertop anymore. Like, you definitely have to go check this out.
So, and I love
I'm
my,
so excited.
I
like, I can't even.
When she
I can't communicate
excited.
Well when I get so excited.
Yes. Like, what ends up happening is she says, okay, 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100.
We're going to have to mail samples to everybody that listens to our show so that they know what I'm talking about.
And,
is that in the budget?
Steve's actually in the segment. It's going to be awesome when he tells us about Formica's
okay.
ideal edge
right.
treatment for laminate countertops. This is the part where you let him talk.
Okay. No, it's we're very excited about the ideal edge. It's a way to put edging on a laminate countertop with no brown line. So you've got pretty much a seamless look. And we've kind of put that with our 180FX line, which is a large-scale granite exotic slab reproductions. So you have a real looking countertop now, and you're able to edge it all the way around like in an island. Really looks nice. Really looks nice. It's kind of taken laminate to a new level. The ideal edge has really given us some decorative places to go that we haven't been able to do with laminate.
Ooh.
It's awesome. And I'm looking here. We've got what I would call a bullnose or a roundover treatment on this. Mm-hmm. Are there different edge profiles
there's
as well?
There's an OG edge, yes. So there's two different at this point. There'll be some more coming out, which really gives you some design flexibility. You're able to do curve the front of the countertop now with the bullnose.
Sweet.
You know, so if you've got a bump out where your sink is,
right.
you're able to now edge that all the way around. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it really changes the look. And then with our 180 product, you really have an elegant look. It looks like the real deal. Looks like exotic slabs, but it's still at a laminate price point. So it's very good value and really an elegant look.
Well, and the look of them, too. Like, I am so in love with the petrified wood.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I just want to have like a big sculpture in our house, like a big, like, wall art kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's just so gorgeous. You did?
Yeah, we did. They took a 4x8 sheet and then edged it and laid it up and put it on the wall as wall art in a lobby.
Very cool.
I love wall art. I could go into wall art. I won't go into wall art now, but I do too. Totally connected with that petrified wood. Look, it's beautiful.
Right.
And that you can use it on a wall is something people aren't really going to think of. That's
well, me and
idea.
That other person did.
That's right.
Yeah, we're like totally like, you know, in sync with each other.
Now, as far as, and I'm a countertop, like I love counters. There are certain parts of houses that I totally focus on. And I love laminate because it's got kind of a, how do I put this? The harder surfaces when you put down a wine glass or a plate, mm-hmm. I'm always aware that I might break that item. On a laminate, I don't have that feeling.
He's so gentle.
And I mean laminate to be...
a little more forgiving.
To be a little more forgiving. And I love that in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also love that you can do different things with the corners, like clip them off, especially as a parent. I like a chamfered or mitered.
Mm-hmm. No
it's not
edge.
Mitered. It's clipped.
It's a clipped corner.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
That's exactly right.
And so you can take this edge profile around that three-sided corner.
Right, right, which gets away that sharp edge and really makes it so it's, you know, if you've got children or something like that, then it's not quite as sharp and it's not a safety issue.
Yeah,
I dig that.
Yeah.
And I think it looks great, too. Mm-hmm. You know, on an island, it gives it texture. On a kitchen counter that just goes hard right angle, I love that, too.
So you're as excited as I am, so you can't make fun of me.
Yeah, but I communicate with such clarity. That
you
it's
do.
Just incredible.
And with authority.
That's right.
Yes.
How
do you mind if we flirt with each other for a
no,
minute?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't even want to be on the show anymore. How does it actually work, though? I mean, it looks to me, sitting here, that the laminate pattern simply wraps around the whole countertop slab.
Right. We manufacture the edging. And it's put on a moisture-resistant MDF, and
right.
then it's actually applied to the side of the countertop, and it's indexed properly so your pattern continues along. So you can play around with that the actual installation to match up, like on this the dog bone pattern that we're looking at, looks like it's seamless.
I totally get it. If that were woodworking veneer, that would be called bookmatched,
mm-hmm.
where
that
you take
correct.
The two pieces of veneer and open them up so that the grains are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting fired up. How long can you stay?
As long as you'll have me. As long as you'll have me.
Well, we only have about 30 seconds, unfortunately. I'm going to lie down on the counter for the rest of the segment. How are these as beds or furniture? Don't answer that.
Well, you should try the Dolce Vita pattern we have over there with the undermount sink. That's the most comfortable one.
The most comfortable one. Really? Don't.
And it's the best sounding one.
Two words, undermount right. sink. Other words, we have to take a break. We'll be back from the Formica booth at the International Builder Show. With more of my Fix It Up Life.
Coming out of my cage and now I'm doing just fine. Gotta be down.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
I was born in a small town, and live in a small town.
And I dream in that small town, and I'm back inside my Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Ooh, husband points.
Husband points, indeed.
You need to, like, you know, stack those up early in the day.
Yeah, like cordwood. Do we have a log splitter anywhere out here in the audience? Because I need help.
No, you don't. You're doing really well today so far.
Well, that's I am really. Doing really well.
So congratulations to you.
We're joined by the top tier of our industry, and I don't want to waste any time getting to how much I respect these guys. Norm Abram, Rich Rathui from This Old House and Ask This Old House. And we've got, this is going to, you have an hour to be here because I've got a long list of questions.
Got to run.
We'll do our best.
Got to
run.
Go really fast, Mark.
Yeah, as it turns out, no. I don't have an hour. But one of the reasons I have my computer out here is because Rich didn't believe that I wrote a philosophical introduction to our show.
Really?
And I wanted to prove it to him right
now.
Why
don't you show it to him on your computer?
Yeah, why don't you just read?
You read it.
And while counters are the cover that deliver the passion of kitchen, bath, and home, the essence of civilization lies deep in the plumbing that provides us water and heat. So who better to talk copper, cast iron, and old house can do than ask This Old House's master plumber, Norm Abram. And then it's back to finishes, the things we touch and see in the carpenters whose sharp blades and beautiful boards bring more life to this old house and all our homes, the inimitable Norm Abram.
Inimitable.
Yeah. I had to look that up.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Big words.
Yeah.
That's right. I did well on the English portion of my SATs. Yeah. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Math, not so much. Yeah.
That was
so on,
it.
That, on that plumbing and heating thing, we're only noticed if we do poorly. If we do really good, nobody ever notices us at all. People are comfortable. They have the right amount of hot water and cold water.
It's
we only messed up. We only noticed we screw up.
It's incredible, though, for such a hard and difficult job.
And such an important job, too.
It is literally, in my mind, the difference between the haves and have-nots, civilized and not civilized society, from the Carthaginians to today.
That's right.
And I admire that times 10.
The Romans would still be around if they didn't use that lead in their pipes. They just got a little stupid and they died.
Well, that's a heartwarming story.
Good times. Good times. Remember the Roman Empire?
Drink to the Romans. Drink to the Romans.
You should write children's books.
Switch to one.
You should write children's books.
You should, yeah.
And then everyone dies.
There should be an animated cartoon that features you and all of your stories. Yes.
I'll be here all the week. Two shows nightly.
Late night with Rich Trithewey.
Really late night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great segue to Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. That you were on with Tom, not Norm, Roger Cook.
Yeah, and Kevin.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about Kevin.
We've done a couple. Why, you want his job? We've done Jimmy a couple of times, and the most amazing thing to me and to all of us was that he walked into backstage straight-faced and said, I just can't believe that we were able to get you guys. I am your biggest fan. Now, that is completely upside down and backwards for Jimmy Fallon, a real celebrity, to be saying he was a true fan. He says, I've watched all the shows forever with my dad, and it blew us away. It was so upside down. But you realize that everybody has a house. Everybody has a house that needs to be fixed up.
Well, it's not upside down to us because we're huge fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I was a little girl, I watched you guys on TV. That's what I watched.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a reminder just how long we've been on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, seriously, right. I mean, I'm a huge fan. Yeah. Mark's a huge fan.
Giant fan, for sure.
And you're
a giant fan?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we gotta go.
Don't. Look, we don't have time for this right now.
Now, speaking of fans, Norm has been on Letterman and all kinds of other shows. You've been on, what have you been on?
Yeah, been on Letterman a couple times, way back. He was a big fan as well. It was great, really fun to work with him. You know, Good Morning America a couple times for the workshop show when I was doing that. It's amazing the people that, you know, watch the shows, and young people excite us because they're the future. They're the future homeowners. And we walked in today, and a couple young ladies came up to Tom and I, and they said, can we get a picture with you guys? Where are you from? We're from South Carolina. Love the show. So, you know, we just want to keep helping those people.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that we just finished our 32nd season, and we're already looking at houses for the next one. So on we go.
Great.
That is so incredible. I mean, 32 seasons is just, like, for any television program, for any business, for anything. I mean, it's just incredible. Like, when you get started on that journey and seeing it all the way through 3+ decades is just, I mean, nobody stays in a job that long anymore.
When you think about it, when we started, it was right at the beginning of this home renovation revolution.
Do it yourself.
Because
Home
Depot started right about the same time, and there was before we came along, you were, as a homeowner, you were obligated to only buy, from a plumber, you were only going to get CWC, cheap white and chrome. There was no choices, you know, and then we started showing choices to the consumer, which then made them smarter to go the other way, and it really coincided with this what we're part of here.
Right, and made them understand what it takes to do good craftsmanship and how to talk to your contractor and get knowledge and design ideas. So the whole package sort of came together over the years. I remember when we shot that first house in Dorchester in 1979, Russell Morash, who created the show, after we shot the series and auctioned off the house, it was only 13 episodes and only ran in Boston. He said, maybe we'll do this again. Yeah. We're still doing it.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
He has decided to take a break.
Yeah.
Well, and that brings up something that you were talking about before we got started. 30 years ago, this old house is this old house again. Do you think about going back and...
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that more recently because we are over 30 years old now. And, you know, the rehabbing cycle of a lot of homes is right around that 25, 30-year period. People saying, I need to redo my kitchen. The bathroom fixtures are out of date. We could use a new furnace, you know, things like that. Upgrades without totally tearing the house apart. You know, all basically interior details that could be upgraded. I think we could teach people a lot about that. And who knows? Maybe we'll go back to one of the projects we actually did. Some of the projects are still owned by the people we work with.
Really?
Yeah.
Including that first
including
project
the first
we ever
one.
Did.
Yeah.
The first one, too?
Yep, still
which
owned.
We were remembering had this incredibly gaudy orange countertop, which was so happening so hot back in 1978, 79. Or so we thought.
And it's hot now, too.
See,
oranges.
It always cycles around.
And there's a stylish woman that literally just walked by that had a bright orange sweater on.
I noticed that.
Yes? Yeah. Was that the color of the countertop?
I don't know.
He was under the counter hooking up the kitchen sink.
Sorry, I'm colorblind sometimes.
Did you put a shag carpet in there that you had to rake out at
her? No. Well, we had to take the shag carpet out, but we did put in that particular kitchen. I remember we put those 1-inch square parquet floors that would come in the 12x12 sheets and glue it down. And I remember putting that. I was like forever putting those tiles down. And I'm sure it's...
Still there.
Wow.
And, you know, we've been back to the house a couple times, never on the inside, but on the 25th
anniversary,
they wouldn't let us back in.
They're just hanging outside.
The only thing we've upgraded is the locks.
Yeah.
But the outside of the house, you know, it's really nice to see a homeowner who keeps their house up. And the outside of the house looked as good 25 years after we did it as the day we walked away from it. So that feels good for us, that we know that our homeowner is taking care of it.
That also represented one of the things we've seen time and again in a neighborhood where this was the house that was in decay among many others in the neighborhood. When we coordinated to have that house done, the entire neighborhood just came back. Yeah. And so when we come back and see that neighborhood now, it was blighted when we got there, that whole neighborhood. And now it's a happening Boston neighborhood. Which
no
is
kidding.
Yeah.
People, we put, you know, people... They feel a little shame when they see their next door neighbor getting a new paint job and fixing the house up, and they got the ladders out and they're starting to hire contractors, and it's like a disease, but it's a good disease.
Yeah. That is a good disease.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one thing that you guys sort of joke about is that you're like an old rock band. But you know
without
what?
Without drugs and rehab.
Getting older.
Yeah. But what I really would love to see.
So, Norm, when did you crash your Ferrari?
But what I would really, really love to see is like some kind of like bus tour or something, like this old house on the road, and go to a bunch of different projects around the country and like visit with the homeowners who actually still own the houses from, you know.
Do we have to cry to like Extreme Makeover?
No. But you know what I mean? How fun that would be to see, you know, and showing footage from when you were working on the house and when it was finished, what it looks like now, and just like... Because you guys are just, we just love watching you all together. You know what I mean?
Want to do 6 or 8 weeks in a bus with us?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would go.
We have crazed fans who actually do that.
Yeah.
What?
We have crazed fans that actually do that. Yeah, I was.
Did they like have a map?
I did
like
a thing recently,
like,
and this lady came up to me.
No.
She was from California, and she said, "Oh, I'm from California." I said, "Oh, really? What are you doing here?" "Well, you know, I'm here to see." I was doing a presentation, and then she said, "I just want to see all of this old houses, all of this old house project. Can you tell me where they are?" And I'm like, "I don't think I should do that." But she was diligent, and I'm sure she found quite a few.
At the window.
Well, that scares me.
One of the things, and trying desperately to take it away from the stalking
conversation
we're on, is I would be fascinated to see the difference in tools between the original footage and what you had set up and what you, like, make it up. Because you said upside down and backwards before, set up for Crown. What it would look like today versus, you know, what, a 10-inch kind of Makita.
Yeah. Some things wouldn't change, I think. But, you know, the thing that always comes to my mind, I remember, I think it was, like, on the Arlington House, third or fourth project we did, and we got the first, like, cordless drill.
Yeah, that's the big change.
It was a cordless driver. It wasn't really a drill. It was a screwdriver. Well, it didn't have a detachable battery. You had to plug it in and then plug it in and wait like 12 hours for the thing to recover, and it would be dead in a half hour. Now we got 12-volt lithium batteries that you can drive lag screws with, you know, and that they're about this big. The changes in the tool industry are so dramatic.
Amazing.
And that was good for us because we kept on cutting our cords.
But, you know, Rich still has to solder pipes with the same torch and soldering. That hasn't changed.
But now it comes on automatic. I don't have to do the match.
Then you got those compression fittings, and you got all this stuff now. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, I would just... I remember, like, the first cordless drill that I had was the stick, the 12-volt stick, which they still make. And now it's these little micro impact drivers that you can drive lags or get under a sink or
I still have an old cordless drill that I can't get the battery out unless I have somebody else push the button from the other side.
Oh, really?
The brand shall remain nameless, but I won't throw it out.
Eventually.
Yeah.
You know, it's a surprise. Evidently, Norm gets all the tools.
No. We all do okay.
So what projects are you working on specifically right now? Are you making anything that's...
Well, we're in between this old house projects. We wrapped up our Barrington, Rhode Island project the second week of January, and it's actually running now on PBS. So the Bedford project has run its course. We're on the Barrington project, which was a lot of fun. We had a great contractor right on the ocean. We hadn't done one in a zone that was exposed to the kind of weather. We've been close to the water, but not like this. And that project turned out really well.
Really did.
The producers are out already looking. I saw a pile of projected projects or proposed projects on a table the other day. So we're in between. We'll be back at it probably in April, and you'll start seeing new shows in the fall. But the old shows are still running.
Yeah. Perfect. And no, we're not coming to Philadelphia.
Maybe. Evidently, that's personal. Yeah, and
I'll
what
tell
he
you
didn't
when
say
Mark
is
out of town.
And Mark, because of you,
I'll give you his schedule.
We will not visit Land
so
of Liberty.
Go to thisoldhouse.com, follow them on Twitter, and follow us into a break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Broke into the old apartment. This is where we used to live. Broken glass, broken hungry, broken hearts and broken bones. This is where we used to live. Why did you sweep the floor? Why did you change the locks? Why did you have to break in? I only came here to talk. This is where we used to live. Tao is the neighbor downstairs. I wish her temper this year. I turned up your TV, stomped on the floor just for fun. 'Cause I know we don't live here anymore. We bought an old house on the damn floor. She loves me and her body keeps me warm. 'Cause I'm happy here. This is where we used to live. Broke into the old apartment. Tore the phone out of the wall. It's only memories, bleeding memories, bleeding into dull tableau. I want them back. 'Cause I want them back. I want them back.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? It yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonton.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonton.com for all the answers to your window questions.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
that's a beautiful world. Like swimming in the sea. Let's go out beyond the wide breakers. My, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like drinking Irish tea. But if it loves saints, you know. Like making my own tea.
Yes.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are here in the Formica booth. We're joined by Todd Vizina, whose name I had to rehearse in my mind several times to pronounce it right.
Well, that's good that you rehearsed it.
That's right.
It's better to rehearse than to have to, you know, because we get it all the time, our last name.
It's just, if you get our last name wrong.
Laugh name?
Yeah.
You can't even say last.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to pack up our road show and go across the hall.
Well,
we'll still interview you, but we're just going across the hall. Just
right,
make a statement.
Let's just move forward. You want to move forward?
I do.
Okay,
I thought you were going to move forward by asking the question.
I was suggesting that you move forward.
That's like saying you want to go somewhere and opening the car door, then making me drive there.
Wasn't that what I do anyway?
Kinda. I'm going to drink some coffee.
It's what it's like to work with your spouse.
Todd is here, however.
Which, you know, is one of the things.
Now I'm getting interrupted. Now I'm driving. I can't drive there right.
Well, it's one of those things, you know,
you're
husbands and wives.
Too fast.
Trying
you're
to decide.
You're too slow.
Really, that's me?
No, but that's what I hear.
We might need to take a break and take this outside for a commercial. But that's one of the things that we just demonstrated really well is the husband and wife discussion about things. You know, and when you're making over your kitchen, you're making over your bathroom or any room in your house, you're trying to figure out, you know, the like a living room or like something like that. The guy wants to have the like 3D TV that's like 45 feet long, and the woman's like, no, I don't want to have that in my house.
What part of a 45 foot long TV is bad?
But trying to figure out what you're going to spend your money on, you know, because not a lot of people have a lot of money to spend on upgrades anymore. Trying to get the most for your buck.
The world has financially readjusted to spending, I think, the amount of money we actually make versus borrowing money that we don't have nor could ever pay back.
Yes. I want that money back. I let you borrow.
Michael Lewis's great book, Boomerang, about the global financial meltdown. Good news! Let's get back to spending within our means.
Yes. And that's one of the things that we like about the FX is that, you know, you get so much like value out of, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get a whole lot of gorgeous in your house.
Right.
Yes.
No.
And Todd, can you sort of expand on that concept?
Yeah. Great point. And I think for Micah Brand Lemon in general, but the 180FX product that you specifically mentioned is all about value. And people are very budget conscious, very value conscious. And I think the Formica line, where we kind of have a good, better, best assortment, we can suit anyone's taste, anyone's budget, but specifically with 180FX, where you're getting these high-end, exotic looks at a laminate price that fits anyone's budget, that's where we've been really, really successful. And it's really allowed people to expand their overall budget and maybe take dollars that they would have spent on granite or other high-end countertop products and maybe spend more on appliances or on cabinets or just expand their overall project in general.
Or save that money.
Yes.
For your kids' college or, you know, something else, too.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I know prices vary around the country for everything, but it, generally speaking, is there a percentage difference between that you can cite between a premium stone product and a premium laminate product?
Absolutely. Looking at just a basic stone product, whether it be granite or quartz versus 180FX installed, you're really looking at less than half the price.
So a 50% or more savings.
Exactly.
That's a really
exactly.
good math you just did.
Yeah, I'm good at the math. I was telling someone about that earlier. Me and Pythagoras were walking around doing some 3, 4, 5 triangles.
And now we've even brought more value into the equation with 180FX that, you know, you can team it with our new Ideal Edge, which we have a couple edge profiles, OG and a bull nose, which add a level of realism to 180FX that's off the scale. And effectively, they take away the brown line
yes.
that everyone kind of looks at as a negative with laminate. And now that's gone.
It's funny. It doesn't bother me.
The brown line is what says, oh, that's laminate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. I love the micro bevel that you use with a laminate trimmer. But that you get from a laminate trimmer, rather. But what I do like is that you can
like that line because it's nice and crisp and, like, you know, like the...
Looks like it's well done.
It's well done. Like the craft of it.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the craft of this
the
is...
The craft of undermount sink.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the beginning and end of a kitchen for me. I love them. And with this product, we can go undermount.
Absolutely. Undermount sink is a really hot trend in laminate right now. Gives you a look, as you're saying, clean, crisp, finished look. We feature a Coran sink here, and it makes it look terrific. And the new installation systems have really done away with any consideration of water and having to be afraid of an undermount sink because of water spilling and affecting the bond of the laminate to
sure.
the undermount sink.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to drain out the bottom of this and make a clean break. We'll be back with more from the Formica booth with My Fix It Up.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. It all started right then and there. Well, the center sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stand on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Caught impulsive, even caught it compulsive, even caught it insane. That I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact.
call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause by now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I am lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying here, staring at the ceiling tiles. And I'm thinking about, oh, what you thinking about? Just listening and listening, smiley smile. And I'm wondering if it's all some kind of breed of doubt. Lying in bed, just like a rich Drew we said. Lying in bed, just like rich Drew said. If you wanna find me, I'll be out in the sandbox, wondering where all the love has gone. Playing my guitar and building castles in the sun. Then singing fun, fun, fun. Lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I am lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. On a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Late night record shop. Call it compulsive, you can call it compulsive, you can call it insane. I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. And
you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, where you can count us in for another minute.
For one more minute. We're at the end of our show.
Yeah.
But you can go on myfixituplife.com. Send us an email, info@myfixituplife.com.
That's right. Post your messages, your home improvement triumphs, your questions on our Facebook page.
Yes. You can send us a Twitter message. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Send us an email, info@myfixituplife.com.
Yes.
My Beautiful Life, Home Improving and Designing.
Listen to past shows on iTunes and on your apps on Android and iPhone.
And join us for another episode where we will have more home improvement fun on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we not be forever. Into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. Face
looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be a first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life.
This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is how I fix it up life. Just a simple alone.